Well, what a fantastic testimony that was from Ali and Dave. And I think the moral of the story is not to go in the woods with Dave Edwards, because it always happens to him. Just want to show you what's outstanding in that. See it on the horizon, the cross. God's in it. God's in all that that happened. And that song as well. You know, I hope to make a connection in what I'm about to say with what's happened with Ali, how God's at work in all our lives through the baptism of his son, Jesus Christ. I must say I've had a bit of a rough week as well. All sorts have been going off, not as bad as Ali, though. So I was, my spirits were lifted when I received this text, "I'm here for you." And I thought, brilliant. I was so grateful. I replied back, "Thank you ever so much for thinking about me. But I've got to admit, I've lost all my telephone numbers off my phone. So who is this?" And the reply came back, "It's the Uber taxi you've just ordered." It's a corny joke, I know it is. Actually, I've had a fantastic week. I haven't had a poor week. I've just celebrated my 70th birthday with my family and friends. Yeah, it was great. And they were with the family, there were all my grandchildren, all six of them. And it made me think, what lasting impression will I have left with them when I'm no longer here? And that applies to us all here today. What lasting impressions are we going to leave to our families? And I don't know if many of you watched that television series, "Who Do You Think You Are?" Well, that applies, I think, to all of us. Who do we think we are? And more importantly, listening to today's reading that Daisy read, is who do we think Jesus is? Of course, that program, it's about celebrities finding out who they are, and usually it gives up a lot of family secrets and things like that, and they trace their family trees back, and usually the celebrities find something very interesting about their lives and their ancestors. Well, over the Christmas period, I've been tracing my family tree back, and I've discovered, would you believe, that there are two other John Corbyns in my family. My grandfather and my great-grandfather were also called John Corbyn. And what's particularly, not worrying, but I've got a document, an indentured apprenticeship form that my grandfather has signed and my great-grandfather has signed as a witness to that indentureship. And both their signatures are nearly identical to how I signed my name. So it's all a bit strange. But as interesting as that is, it doesn't really tell me much about my ancestors, i.e. what they did, you know, what kind of lives they lived. And just looking at names and dates misses the point for me, who my ancestors really were and how they lived their life. Of course, one person who did leave a record of their lives, what they did, was Jesus Christ himself, albeit it wasn't him that left it. It was the gospel writers like Luke. And the gospel reading this morning was about the beginning of Jesus' ministry. He was 30 years of age. The last time we'd heard of him from Luke was he was only a boy of 12 when he got lost after going to the temple. So things have moved on apace. And now here he is. And he goes out to seek his cousin John at the River Jordan, where he's being baptized, and it was for that purpose that he'd gone there. He'd gone to seek baptism. Jesus, me and Pauline were baptized as adults. I was 49 and Pauline was a little bit older. I am her toy boy. Yeah, we were baptized in this church well over 20 years ago. And the reason we were baptized was our daughter wanted her our granddaughter to be baptized. She was a baby then, of course. And the idea was that we'd live then up near the allotments. We didn't come to church. And our daughter said, you know, can you take her down? Can you go down to church? And we said, yeah, we'll go down. And our idea was, although I must say at this point that I did have a thing about that I felt as though I wanted to come to church for some reason. And this seemed a golden opportunity for us. Not so much for Pauline, I hope she doesn't mind me saying that. But we came down and our idea was we'll come to baptism, we'll come for the baptism, get our feet under the table and then drift off, we won't come again. But God had other ideas. He really grabbed hold of both of us. You know, it was just one of those things that we couldn't get enough of God. And our baptisms really were a start of a natural progression into following Jesus and to do his will. Hence why that we're both now involved with the church and that I'm standing here. And if somebody had told us we were married and this year we celebrate, as well as if we haven't enough to celebrate with me being 70, we celebrate 50 years of marriage. We were married in this church 50 years ago. Yeah. And the point I want to make is that if somebody had said to me then, I don't know if you can see it, but I actually had a fat lip. I had my night out the night. This is when we had bachelor nights out the night before the wedding. And my night out was on a Saturday. It was raining on the Friday night. We went to a club called the Ace of Clubs in Leeds. Some of you may remember it. I went there, went with a few lads from Ainsworth. This lad that we went with, Albert, they called him, he weighed 20 stone and he was a bouncer at the Ace of Clubs. But he didn't give me the fat lip. It was my best man gave me the fat lip. So he wasn't my best man. No, he didn't turn up for the wedding, so I had to rope my brother in to be my best man. But if somebody had said to me then, we're doing what we're doing now, I wouldn't have believed them. I would not have believed them. That's how far we've come with God. So coming back to Jesus and the baptism, you know, he went to John to be baptized. But the Bible tells us at this point, he was a human, just like us. He was a human. But the big thing is, he was without sin. So you've got to ask yourself the question, why did Jesus want to be baptized if he didn't have sin? Because John was baptizing a baptism of repentance for sin. So why was Jesus wanting to be baptized? And the reason is, that he wanted to be like us. The connection was there. That song was telling all what Jesus wants to do for us, God wants to do for us. Jesus is telling us. That song was telling us. He wants to love us unconditionally for who we are. And from that moment of that baptism in the waters of Jordan, which me and Pauline have been to, we renewed our baptismal vows 2 years ago there. From that point on, Jesus became divine. He'd been human, wholly human, and now he's wholly divine. Both. Not one or the other. He was both fully human and both wholly divine. And so that's the connection that Jesus has with us all. And that's something we have to forget. He loves us so much because he's been through all what we're going through in our lives, including falling in the woods and breaking the leg like Ali. What more can I say? Amen.